Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too.
Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. It's very common for corporate people to feel stuck in their jobs and staying trapped there for a variety of reasons for too long. If you have hit a ceiling in your career and feel like you are not progressing as fast as you should, it's time to change that. Today, I have with me Laura Chattington, and Laura and I are going to discuss some key points that you must be missing while being busy working hard, and that's keeping you from moving to your next level job position and higher income level. Laura is the founder and lead trainer at ActivateMyCareers.com. She helps professionals to elevate themselves in the workplace and fast-track their careers. Laura has nearly 20 years' experience of directing multi-million-pound global communication accounts and communicating up to C-suite-level executives. Laura has delivered and facilitated events and training sessions to hundreds of people around the world, including London, Lisbon, Singapore, Geneva, and South Africa, specializing in presenting and influence. Laura is a master of neuro-linguistic programming and certified coach, having trained with one of the two co-founders and specialized in communication and influence. As well as individuals, she has trained teams from companies including Deloitte, IBM, Facebook, Oracle, Social Finance, and NHS. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's so good to have you because I work in the corporate career segment and you are also doing the same. So it's so nice to have this kind of conversation with you on this show. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And we help similar people and similar professionals, but in kind of different ways, don't we?
So Absolutely. It's a really
good to put our minds together, I think.
Yeah. Correct. So, Laura, in the corporate world, it's so super common to see working professionals plateauing their career. They want to grow, but they feel stuck. And as I work with corporate professionals, it's the same everywhere. You know, I see that pattern. What holds people back, in your opinion and experience?
Well, I think that, you know, and as we were saying, really, what we do is help those professionals who sort of feel like their careers are plateauing. Yeah. And I think lots of people that I work with say that, you know, I'm an introvert and I hate the idea of communicating. I hate, you know, they understand that sort of getting to the next level and, you know, from my own experience, and I can talk a bit about that later, is that they need to be able to communicate because that kind of takes them up to that next level. And that I think they sort of feel like they don't necessarily like the idea of doing that. They don't necessarily like the idea of putting themselves forward, of pitching themselves, of talking about themselves, and also maybe interacting with sort of more senior people in the environment that they're working with. I think we all do it and we sort of identify these things that hold us back, but it's really about finding the tools and the strategies and getting the momentum to be able to step past those things that hold us back. And you see an opportunity at work and your sort of impulse is to say, yeah, I want to do that. Or yeah, I've got the experience to do that. Or yeah, I want to go for that. And then you sort of get that internal dialogue going and you're sort of like, oh, and maybe I should, and maybe I shouldn't. And, you know, I don't like the idea of doing the things that I need to do. And it's sort of that sort of split.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to people feeling like they're not good enough. You know, they talk themselves out of it. We talk ourselves out of it so that we don't take all the opportunities that are there for us.
The deepest reason that people feel stuck and they are not able to grow and, you know, sometimes they climb the wrong corporate ladder too. is basically all the self-worth issues that they have. It's just feeling that they are not good enough, and that keeps them stuck. So that's a beautiful point.
And actually, there, you know, I always think of like a really good metaphor for it is like a tree that's growing and it's got wire around it. And, you know, that wire is like keeping the tree from really growing as big and as well as it can. And I think that's a really good metaphor of the sort of the things that hold people back is actually is just the wire around us that is, you know, that can keep us from growing to the potential that we can get to. And I think it's people's perception of their reality, isn't it? It's their perception of where they can get to. And I think it's not listening to that tiny voice in your head telling you that you can't do it, and actually thinking, you know, I can do it, and you can take the steps that you need to take to get to where you want to get to.
I love that metaphor, that wire one. I love that.
When it comes to looking for a job, most people get it wrong. They would keep on using their one and only resume to apply for any and every open job position in their industry without getting clear on what's right for them. They would avoid correct and targeted networking and stay dependent on job sites. And the truth is that over 70% of jobs are never posted on job boards or job websites. Plus the wrong and scarcity mindset and lack of self-belief, and this is huge. But unfortunately, most job seekers don't deal with this. And no wonder that they keep on struggling with their job hunt, and most of them will make a compromise by accepting just any random job because they want money to pay the bills, which is a valid reason. If that's you, come join me on my job search coaching program where I guide you through with the right strategy, your mindset upgrade, which is about 80% in all my programs, and taking inspired and focused consistent action. You may book a free strategy call with me. Find the link on the episode page.
Laura, tell us a bit about Activate My Career Live. What's been the inspiration behind this?
Well, actually, it really comes, and if you don't mind, I tell you sort of a bit of story about my background.
Please, because
it really
comes, I would love to know that.
The experience that I had, and I can sort of pinpoint it back to a meeting I had where I got a meeting request. It was 2 o'clock with my boss, and I remember going into this meeting and had lots of experience. I had lots of experience, but I just felt like I was sort of sitting there like a awkward teenager, you know, without not knowing what to do with my hands and sort of feeling nervous, and you kind of get that sick feeling in your stomach. And my boss actually started saying to me, you know, they're really sorry, but they are going to make me and 20 other people redundant. And he had to decide between me and this other guy, James, who was another project director, because I was a project director at the time. And he decided to keep James. And I, you know, I remember, you know, when you're sort of, you kind of don't quite understand, it doesn't quite drop into what the other person says, and then you sort of realize. And I remember thinking, you know, I was sort of like shocked, and then the realization hit in that I was, you know, I was thinking, you know, what was it that I didn't do? You know, what was it with all the work that I put in? What was it that I wasn't doing? And it was actually just before Christmas, and I was actually at my parents' house, and everyone was happy and jolly, and I remember thinking, you know, why was it that James kept the job and not me? Because actually, he rocked up to work at about 10 o'clock in the morning. He had a coffee. He would do a few emails. He'd wander around. He'd chat to our boss. He'd chat to some of the other senior directors, and he'd meander around the office. And then he would sort of go off and you know, do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of walking around my parents' garden thinking, hold on a minute. It kind of dawned on me that what James was doing, what his day was like compared with mine.
Yeah.
And it was that he wasn't being lazy. You know, my perception, I was working hard, getting the job done. Actually, he was doing something else. He was being more strategic about how he went around the workplace. And he was being seen by the people that matter, the people that are making the decisions, the senior managers, the people that can influence your career. And what I was doing was I was too busy working really hard delivering my projects. And I think I sort of realized when I was in my, I remember I was staring at this sort of rose bush, and I suddenly realized that everything that I wanted in my career, my life, wasn't just about doing that hard work. And I'd been conditioned for years and years, but like back to when I was at school, at college, by my parents, you know, that was how I was conditioned.
Yeah.
But I
can resonate with that. It happens, like we think that hard work is the only way, but actually it's not the way.
Well, actually, that's exactly that. It was like, bing, like lights came on in my head.
Yeah.
And it, yes, you do have to work hard. It's not that you don't. But what is as important as working hard is sort of strategically communicating to people in the workplace. And it's being able to strategically communicate to the people who are making the decisions, people like my boss back then. And I sort of realized it was exactly that. I realized that I'd been slogging away doing my job. And actually what I needed to do was shift the way I shift into a more strategic professional in the workplace and do the things that James was doing. Because he wasn't waiting around for people to come and say to him, hey, you've done an amazing job. Hey, you know, he was actively going into the workplace and developing those relationships and developing his career the way he wanted. And I realized I had to make that shift between that slogging professional and move towards that strategic professional. And that's kind of the point where I was like, cha-ching, right. That's what I'm missing. It's nothing, there wasn't anything wrong with me. It was just that I was missing some sort of key tools and strategies and a different way of looking from a different perspective in the work. And that's kind of where I ended up doing what I do today, is you know, taking those tools and those strategies and applying them in the work.
Right. And the majority of the people are doing just that. Like, they are not being visible to the right places, in the right places, to the right people, not networking correctly. And they're just doing, the busy work, which is, making them work really hard, but then not getting them the kind of rewards that they deserve. If they could be strategic, things could really, really transform for them. And this is what corporate professionals are not doing most of the times.
Yeah. And you have experience of that too, right? It is, because I think that, in the company that we work, that you work for, it's not that they don't give you training. They give you training, but that it's set up so that you do your job better, right?
Yeah.
They train you to do your job better, to give you more skills, to be a better manager, to give presentations. But what they don't do is they don't train you to be able to sort of become that strategic professional, become someone who's going to progress their career. Why would your boss sign off on it, right? They're not going to sign off on something that is going to potentially put you ahead of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
The company, the environments that we work in, it doesn't naturally help you develop these tools that you need to help really progress your career and become that strategic.
Exactly. And I think that the companies definitely need to take care of this. But then even if they don't, as a corporate professionals, it's our responsibility to take charge of our career and have that kind of vision. And, we should be able to learn and unlearn this stuff that works or that doesn't work for us. And really, start taking our career seriously. That's so important. Mm-hmm.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
I think you're right. And actually, I it was on a post that I'd written on social media or something, and someone had written underneath, well, isn't it your manager's job to be doing this for yeah. you? And in theory, you'd like to think that perhaps you would get that kind of support, but in reality, it is about taking ownership and taking responsibility of your own career, and yeah. also being able to move towards what you really want. And again, getting out of the sort of necessary machine of the yeah. company
yeah.
so that you can do it on your own terms and yes. get to where you want to get to and do the jobs and the careers that you really want to do. And you don't necessarily have to fit into that pipeline yeah. if you don't want to.
Yes, absolutely. And if we would not be responsible for our careers, why do we expect our managers or companies or bosses to do that? Because our life is our responsibility first and somebody else's later. I mean, of course, it's not anybody else's responsibility, but even if we want to, you know, put the blame on somebody else, of course, the finger should point to us that why are we not taking that required action?
I think also one of the realities of the lifestyles that we live today is that people are really busy.
Yeah.
People are really busy. They've got their, and people at any position in the company, and they're really busy too. And why would they be thinking about you? They yeah. wouldn't, unless yeah. you were communicating in a way that would enable you to put yourself in front of them and be communicating something that they were interested in. And it kind of comes back to your question at the beginning about what holds people back.
Yeah.
And this kind of, people know that actually in reality, you do have to take control of your own career. You do have to do that communication. And I think that the things that hold people back are just not having the right tools and systems in place that they can apply in their working environment. And I think that's, you know, I think that's key. We're all so busy, so we have to find a way of doing it which enables us to take the action that we need to do in the real world.
Correct. And this is where the coaches like us come into picture.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about system. I mean, I know when I sort of realized when back then, and I was thinking, you know, I was sort of like, suddenly it was like someone put the light on for me, and I was suddenly like, oh, right. It makes complete sense. And I actually went off, and the first thing I did is I trained in NLP because mm-hmm. I'd done that in my personal life, neuro-linguistic program. I'd done that mm-hmm. in my personal life, and I wanted to apply that in the working life. And I also went and trained at Toastmasters as well, okay. for sort of public speaking.
Yeah.
And actually, as I started applying these tools into the workplace, I realized that actually you only need 20% of it. You don't need to become a master in NLP. You don't need to become a distinguished Toastmaster. You actually need the pieces that you need to apply into your working environment, that 20% that gets yeah. the 80%. And need somebody like you, like me, to help you apply that and take the action that you need to take so that you just get there so much faster, don't you? You just get there so much faster yeah. when there is someone guiding you. And I've had the same experience myself.
Yes. And it's so essential to hire a coach to speed up the career because otherwise it takes too long.
Life gets in your way.
Yes,
right?
Life gets in the way. And coaches can see what we can't see.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I do it in everything I do professionally. I do it. Coaches can see what you can't see. It's having that, it's having that outsider's view.
Yes.
And I think it also helps people. It's very reassuring, especially when you're in a corporate environment that maybe isn't as supportive as you might want it to be, especially when you're sort of further up the the level of responsibility is actually having somebody, a coach, having them on the sidelines, yeah, is actually a, you probably have the same experience, but that sort of feeling that you've got someone on your side.
Yes, right.
Helping you out.
Not flourish alone. Yeah.
Yeah, just shortcut. And I think the thing is that it comes back to that thing. We're all so busy. We're all so head down in the trenches, like I was back then when I was working. I mean, I'd worked 24/7 for 14 months. I couldn't understand why James, who rocked up at 10, kind of got that job. But when you've got your head down in the blinkers on, you don't have that visibility that you need to make those strategic decisions. And that's really where people like you and me come in to the.
Yeah, I agree with that, Laura. Laura, what's the system that you use to help people activate their careers?
So we have a system, and as I said, we sort of like got that realization that you don't need to be an expert in communication and an NLP and Toastmasters and all of that. And actually, you just need that 20%. And through that sort of process of applying it in the workplace, you know, I was applying all these things in the workplace. It was just drilling down to sort of three key steps. And that's really what the system is. Number one is decide, and really making a decision, and we go into how what that actually means and how to do that and everything associated with making that decision. Step two is communicate. So how do you do the things we've discussed today? How do you communicate with authority? How do you pitch yourself? How do you put yourself forward so that you do it tactfully, so you know people are attracted to what you're saying rather than put off. And then the third step is activate, and it's putting in place a kind of what we call as an activation plan, which is about building relationships, influencing other people, taking action, building authority. And sort of going through those three steps means that you are in a position, you're positioning yourself in the workplace to then execute the plan and get that career upgrade or get that promotion or get recognition for the efforts that you're putting in or get a new job or whatever that means to whoever is taking those steps.
So how do people take the next step? Because I see all the time that people are scared to take action and sitting on the fence for too long, and it's very difficult for them to take that, you know, required action step that they really need to take. Otherwise, things will not change for them. So how can they take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And it's not that we don't have the right intentions. It's the fact that there's lots of things to do. There's lots of things that we feel we need to. So I think the first thing you need to do is you need to decide. Yes. And that's the first step. And actually, we in the masterclass that I run, we go through that system. And in the process of going through that system, I mean, it sounds very simple, and it is simple, but there is, you have to get that transformation from going from where you are to where you want to get to. And I think by going through that process, going through that masterclass, it not only gives you the skill sets that you need, the tools that you need to start implementing this stuff, but I think the other thing is it helps you make that decision, and it also helps you move into the person that you need to be to get to that next level. And there was something that one of my mentors said to me, which really stuck in my head, which was, what got you here isn't going to get you there.
Right, correct.
What got you here isn't going to get you there.
Absolutely.
The masterclass, for instance, is about moving you towards that next level up so that you've got you've got the tools, but you've also you're making that transition, making that transformation to get to the next level.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what people need to do. You need to get to that next level by thinking through, where have I got to get to? Who have I got to be?
Yeah.
What do I have to be able to do?
Right. Great. Fantastic. And I believe totally that for them to take action, it's so important to hire a coach who they can resonate with, right? Share the same kind of values. And it's so important because a coach is going to keep them accountable and help them, support them in their entire corporate journey, whatever their next level goal is. So it's so important to seek help from a professional coach. And these days we are living in such a privileged time where this kind of support is always available. I remember that when I was starting out my career and, you know, I did not have any such support. There was not much of the internet. There was not like, you know, people were not available for these kind of professional support and help. So this is the perfect time to accelerate their career, to activate their career, because we are so privileged to have so many amazing coaches around, so they can hire one, choose one.
Yeah, you're right, actually. And I'll show my age too. I don't think there were any coaches around when I was early on in my career. And actually, when I look back, there certainly wasn't the access to all the information and resources that we have, and globally as well, right? We can access anyone anywhere in the world.
Yes.
And I think that not only is there more access to all these resources, but people are more informed. You know, they're more informed of the options that are available to them.
Yeah.
And I think that like we were back then, when we didn't have all those options, we knew that actually we needed to, you know, become and take on new tools and techniques, and we needed help in doing that. And I think that's where the opportunity of taking on a coach. I mean, I certainly have got to the point in my life where if there is something I want to do and it's important to me, I will hire a coach because I know I won't get there, or it will just take me so long or it fizzles out and I lose the thread. And I think if you decide and you want to get the outcome that it is you're focused on, then you need to find people who've already gone through that process. Yeah. You know, it's a proven process. It's a proven technique, it's proven tools that you can't just Google and find and download. Yeah. It's not, you know, they're not just, it's a system, and it's a proven set of tools that you can follow, being guided by your coach, so that you get the outcomes you want. Because once you follow that proven system and you use the proven tools, and you've got that that partnership with people around you that are going to help you, that the outcome is almost, you know, you're going to get to the outcome you want. It's just about having those tools and the systems in place and the right people around you to get there. And if you make that decision to get there, it's a sure thing that you're going to get there. I was just going to say, rather than sitting around thinking about how you're going to do it, because that's not your experience, because that's where you've got to so far.
Absolutely. Life is too short to waste it in struggle and frustration.
Yeah, it is indeed. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Laura, what's the best way to contact you?
So the best way to contact me is to get onto the masterclass, the activatemycareerlive.com masterclass. And there you can find out all the information. You can go through that process. You can experience some of that process and the system. And you can have that experience and take it from there. So that's activatemycareerlive.com.
Perfect. Laura, it was a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And I'm going to include all your contact information and your masterclass details in the show notes section so that people can, take help from you and directly reach out to you. Thank you so much for your time today. I loved this conversation with you today.
Thank you. It's been lovely to speak to you too. And I look forward to speaking again and catching up again and sharing some ideas as well soon in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, if you are plateauing your corporate career, it's time to take action. And I'm sure that after listening to this conversation, you must be feeling inspired and ready to break through that plateau, aren't you? Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for life and career changing tools and resources.
Be sure to download and read my book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.